baby. We're gonna be here all day. We're gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to The Way Back. I am Ryan Sickler over here, RyanSickler.com and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Today, my guest here, Jim Gaffigan, everybody.
Thank you for having me. Oh, thank you for the obligatory
thank you for being here, Jim Gaffigan. You got a special out on Amazon.
New special on Amazon, and I'm on tour, always touring, always trying to gain my father's approval. And
that's what
doing some show. Yeah, no, it's like there is something. It's like that 10th special. Like, why am I doing a 10th special? But I think it's fun. I like the work. I like the process.
So growing up, let's talk about you, because this is all about nostalgia. Yeah. And we're in that backseat of the station wagon here. You're one of six kids.
Yes, I'm the youngest.
What, I mean,
six.
What is that like? Do they bully you? Do they pick on you?
It was. I was a bit of the mascot, but it was definitely
the mascot. That's well said. Yeah.
I was definitely, there was some competition for food, you know, because parents back then, they were there. They were there to kick you out of the house and tell you to come back at a certain point. I remember my dad just some nights just announcing, all right, everyone to bed. And we'd be like, it's 6 p.m. And he's like, just go to bed. And we'd be like, all right, I guess we're going to bed. But like, even, you know, like, I feel like I see this in comedy. Like, I love the process of writing comedy. And I love the process of, you know, for acting roles, kind of obsessing on the character. And that go like, I remember being a little kid and I was big into baseball cards. Mm-hmm. Loved baseball cards.
Do you have your own?
No, I don't.
Let's talk after this.
Okay.
You got to have your own Topps card, Jim Gaffigan.
Really?
Yes.
But like baseball cards was a big thing. Just, you know, organizing them by teams, by positions. I mean, obviously there's some level of autism here. Like I would just sit there and I'd be like, all right, these guys are all from Cuba. These guys are from the Dominican. It was just in the bananas, right? But I was also like, my mom would just give me a coloring book and crayons, and she would stick me in a room and I would just color, and she would come back 4 hours later and I'd still be coloring. So I've always had that obsessive focus kind of thing. That,
say the word again, where you were doing what? Coloring with what?
Crayons.
Yeah, we had this discussion about crayons.
Yeah, crayons.
Yeah,
I think it's, you know, like supposedly, because I said pop growing up. Did you say pop?
No, we were, everything was soda. Kirsten, yeah. You did?
Yeah, I think that's like an Iowa thing.
Well, yeah, she's from Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. Mm-hmm. See, I'm Indiana. But like, my wife is from Milwaukee and she said soda. But I think that's unique in the Midwest. You know, like people in Buffalo say pop.
Do they?
And Rochester, New York, yeah. They say pop. And so I was working on something and they were like, if you, because like there's pop or soda, it's shoulder or let down lane, or, and then there's a water fountain or a bubbler and all this stuff. And then there's firefly. What do you call them? Fireflies?
No, lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs.
Yeah.
And I took it, and I had been away from the Midwest for so long, because this quiz or whatever would identify where you're from. And
By what you called different things. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're from Reno, Nevada. Because I think that, what did you call lightning bugs or... fireflies.
I always called them lightning bugs.
I think, I can't remember what we called
them. You're making me miss it now.
Kick the can.
Summer. Well, I never played kick the can. I remember kick the can from, what was the Spielberg?
You guys played kick the old bay can. The old bay seasoning.
We definitely did.
And then you had the Brugger, those cookies are amazing.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Right?
Yeah,
the Old Bay stuff. You guys have to settle down with that.
I'm big on Old Bay. I put it on my eggs, all my
do?
Oh, yeah. Seafood, tuna fish, chicken.
The Old Bay thing
popcorn.
Is, well, the
really
chips.
Good.
That's always chips, like, you know, because we have friends from Maryland. They always like, bring the Old Bay. And there's like a crab on everything. Like, let's put a crab. Like, every house in Maryland's like, you know, this room doesn't have a picture of a crab.
It's the, you know what? Yeah, mine's up there, top yeah. right up there. A bucket of steamed crabs yeah. up there. Yeah, it's. I still get them shipped out here. We do a couple crab feasts a year for sure. It's a weird way of life. It's almost that cheesy Forrest Gump shrimp joke, but it yeah. really is that with crab in Maryland. It really yeah. is.
And there is nothing better than like eating crabs and having that Old Bay. I remember being like 17, and because we used to go to Maryland, my aunt lived there, and we would I would have the Old Bay seasoning on my, I think it was Old Bay seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And on my lips, and it would burn, and there would be a pitcher of beer, and you'd drink the beer, and my dad, you know, so exhausted from the sixth kid, he's like, I don't care, go ahead, drink. And just, like, getting buzzed and drinking
yeah.
and eating crabs, that was fun. But, like, crabs is a lot of, I had a lot of material on crabs.
You did?
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing, because it was a big, because that yellow stuff in
yeah,
the crab.
Yeah, the mustard, I love it, yeah.
That's.
I don't like it in the lobster. There's so much more in the lobster. Just tucked in the corners a little bit in the crab.
Just
it's
like,
so good.
It's like an eye booger.
Yeah, it's
right?
all that nasty shit that it's boils just, together. You know what I had? This was maybe, it's been a minute now, with, I don't know, 8 years or so ago, maybe longer. But all my life, I had never had this. I go to a bar, and they took a draft beer, pint glass, and they rimmed it with Old Bay.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh. This is the flavor of a fucking crab feast right here. The beer in the Old Bay. And I was
there's
like,
a little there's a little spice in the Old Bay.
Yeah, just a little kick. Yeah,
keeps you thirsty. And it probably it keeps you drinking.
You would go from Indiana to Maryland. Would you drive?
I think sometimes we would drive.
What did you take in all eight people in? Did you have a wagon back then? What
yeah,
did you
there was
have?
Definitely. Well, there were cars that were. I mean, we definitely had a station wagon. We had. But we were six kids, so whenever we would go on road trips, there would be two cars, right? Mm-hmm. And so my dad would drive too fast and lose my mom. You know what I mean? So there was always that kind of... So if you were in mom's car, she'd be like, what the fuck? Where is he? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you didn't have walkie-talkies or anything,
you know,
or CB radio.
But also, I feel like, you know, like my dad's... Like, I don't like slow walkers.
I'm a slow like, walker.
You are?
Yeah, and if I get behind one, I get pissed because I know how
I'm
slow
just,
I am.
You know, like, I'm kind of a, like, if we're walking somewhere, I'm like, let's get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, but, like, the, like, my kids, slow walkers, I'm like, we live in New York City. You have to walk fast. There's, and I, but I do love walking. Like, my wife doesn't like walking. Like, that is, I enjoy... Like, I'll do a spot at Gotham Comedy Club, and I love walking home. Some of it is I close some rings on my watch.
Yeah, I do, too. I really love the... One of the walks I really like is San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you stay down in the financial district,
oh, yeah.
you walk to the Punchline or Cobbs. That's such a great walk.
Yeah, it's
especially
cool.
in the summer. It's a good one. Yeah.
And those hills
yeah.
and all that, and
yeah.
then you can get
I
some
like,
good...
I get in my zone on the walk. I like it. A little breath of fresh air,
good
a little
Thai
adrenaline.
Food. They got it all there.
So what kind of vacations would you guys take? A family of eight, that's not
yeah.
easy to pack everybody up and go somewhere.
Yeah,
so and also, it's not like you live on the East Coast where you can just go to the beach. So where are
yeah.
you going in Gary, Indiana?
There were big family trips that I remember. Like we, when my grandmother died, my mother inherited some money and they took the whole family to Europe when I was like eight or whatever.
Okay.
And that transformed my life because I love other cultures and I love, so that sparked a real big curiosity. And now I love doing international shows more for, you know, I get to visit
yeah.
cities and stuff
yeah.
like that. But we would go to Florida. We would drive to like Hilton Head. Where else? But like we lived on Lake Michigan. So the summer you wouldn't go somewhere. So there is part of me that, and I did a CBS Sunday commentary on like this whole thing of traveling during the summer. It doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, the weather's finally nice here, so we're leaving. What is that all about? You know what I mean?
We just talked about that. Like, you go to a city because I, as a comedian, I want to come to your city when it's nice.
Yes,
but you live there and you want to get the fuck out of there when it's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. You got to go in the worst times of the year.
Yeah, and yeah. so, but where else did we? But like, we went on a vacation to Jamaica. And
you guys did a lot, huh?
Yeah, we did some cool trips, but not every year. It was like maybe every couple years. Right. And but I remember one time I was in Florida. That is when I had three older brothers, two older sisters, and my oldest brother, that's when I first tried chewing tobacco.
He gave it to you?
Yeah. It was...
Do you remember what kind? Beech nut or Red Man or...
I think it was more snuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dip.
Yeah, it was dip. You know what I mean? And so it would be like, it must have been Kodiak, because I don't think you start with Copenhagen.
Hawken's the gateway drug. It's the finger in the pussy. If you're looking to fuck, Hawken's the finger in the pussy. Skull Mint is neck kissing, but fucking Copenhagen is anal sex. It is so good.
Copenhagen is anal sex.
But eventually, I was like the guy who would dip. You know, I'd dip and, you know, there'd
be
one beer
spitter?
Bottle. Yeah. Or you'd spit in the wrong bottle and you're like,
oh, God damn it.
But... Yeah, so that I remember that was like the first time I had a buzz was from dip. There was also a thing where St. Patrick's Day, they used to let us go outside and look for a leprechaun. So weird.
Nighttime.
Nighttime.
Yeah,
after
so they
dinner.
Have their drinks.
So they're like, you want to go look for a leprechaun? And we're like, yeah, let's go do that. And so we would go outside and look for a leprechaun. Never found one. I thought everyone was looking for leprechauns, and not till later on that I think my parents were just like, they're probably getting rid of us to smoke weed or something. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, so, but on St. Patrick's Day, when I was a teenager, my dad would let me have a Guinness. And I remember thinking,
you would?
I was like, this is the worst tasting thing in the world. And now I love a Guinness, but so there is some of those memories of childhood that are so fascinating from way back. I mean, I remember when my family was introduced to bagels. That was a big deal.
Me too, dude. Without, tell me.
So it was, I think it was Lender's Bagels. and my mom brought them home. By the way, I remember when we were introduced to hummus. We're like,
that didn't come till later.
That was later. Yeah. That was a different era. But it was like, but bagels, I remember just being, because I used to eat, like when I was a little kid, for my 10th birthday, my older sister, Pam, who was kind of like a second mom, she got me a package of hot dogs for my birthday and a 6-pack of Dr. Pepper. I mean, that's pretty weird, right? So, and it was, they were great gifts. They were great gifts because it was, you know, now it's so easy to get soda, but back then it was, you know, and of course we called it pop, but she, you know, it was like, she got me my own 6-pack of Dr. Pepper. I remember, and I loved popcorn. I got my own air, like it was very modern, an air popcorn maker.
Mm-hmm.
Like you didn't even need oil. It was just air.
Hot air.
It's just air. and the air would get so hot that you could melt butter.
Yeah.
And then
on top of it.
Yeah, over it.
Yeah.
And so, just weird stuff of childhood. Bagels. That was a
first
big deal,
one,
right?
Yeah.
But Baltimore,
a
there's a Jewish
house.
Community there. There must have been bagels, right?
But we were Italian, so it was all bread. Yeah. It wasn't bagel. And then I will go to a friend's house, Lender's Bagels. I'll never forget. They had egg bagels. It was my first introduction. Mm. And they had them in the freezer. And he took it out of the freezer and he toasted one. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I've been hooked ever since.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything from childhood you to this day will still a meal or anything that you'll indulge in?
You know, during the pandemic, I had my two younger sons because my wife is pretty healthy. And I had my two younger sons try all this stuff that I used to eat, like. Bologna was a big part of my childhood, like eating bologna, going through eras where it was like bologna and ketchup, and then it was like bologna and mustard, and then bologna and mayo. It was like, but my kids during the pandemic, they had never had bologna. So I was like, all right, we're going to get some bologna and you're going to try bologna. And they were like, this is amazing. And then there was my dad used to eat mush.
What is that one?
It was kind of like cornmeal mush, And then we also would have Welsh rarebit. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I have no
idea.
And
that's just essentially melted cheese on toast.
Oh, is that all it is?
But it's very tangy. It's like a cheddar-y tang. But bratwursts were a big thing during the summer growing up. That was, and I remember because the name sounded so horrible. We're having bratwurst?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is good. But I used to just, I would come home from school and I would either eat a sleeve of crackers or I would just grab like four pieces of Wonder Bread and I would go downstairs and I would eat one Wonder Bread and I'd fold it into like a cube.
You know what I used to do with Wonder Bread? I'd heat it in the microwave for like 15 seconds, get it all soft and warm, and I would take the crust off and I would wad it up into a ball and I'd put it in my mouth like it was chewing tobacco.
Oh, wow.
That's what I used to do instead of snuffing stuff.
Yeah.
And keep that bread in there until it got slobbery and soft and then I'd eat it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the amazing thing, I tried to do material about Wonder Bread because, you know, it went out of business. But it was like, it's a wonder anyone believed it was bread because it's.
Because it never molds nothing. It's like the McDonald's
of
bread.
It's like you put it in the toaster and it catches on fire. Bread's not supposed to catch on fire. You know?
Your own family vacations. What do you do? Have you ever had one that you were like, fuck yeah, I nailed it?
Well, because of stand-up, I've been able to take my kids amazing places. And
so
I've
bring
always,
them with you on some gigs and things?
And I, you know, we did a 30-day bus tour with five kids on a bus, which my wife was like, we're never doing that again. But so, like, they've been amazing places. I think the biggest surprise is how they don't remember any of it.
Oh.
So, like,
none of it.
Parents are like, we're going to take our daughter to Disney World. I'm like, unless she's 13.
Yeah, 13.
Don't bother.
Right.
Don't bother. Because, and my daughter, my wife had never, I'm sure she went maybe once, but like it was something, it was like just, she's one of nine kids. It was just kind of out of the price range for her family. So whenever I would shoot something in LA or she would be like, we're taking the kids to Disneyland. And I'm like, we've gone like 10 times in the past year. And she's like, but I never got to go as a kid. So, and then Orlando is a big, you know, the amusement park thing. And I hate it. I love it and hate it because it is, you know, as a parent, there's nothing you enjoy more than seeing your children happy. But you're also like, voluntarily putting yourself in a hellish situation.
Also, especially being you and your stature and your job, how do you fucking...
Well, I'm also too pale for outdoors. I'm just not designed to be... You know, Orlando in July, it's like... Here's what I do love about Disney World is that you can focus completely on your children because there's no distractions. So it's either... It's parents with their little kids exhausted. Then there's maybe the teenagers, but then there's grandparents or like, you know, fat people in their 50s. There's no one attractive. So like you're not distracted by anything.
Right. You can be the thongs floating by at the beach.
You can be the best dad ever because there's nothing to distract you.
It's a good
you can
call.
Just be... they're suffering because that's what happens. Essentially, you suffer and then you have to carry them home because they're so tired and then they don't remember any of it. So
Kirsten, do you have any questions you want to ask?
I do. My first question is, as a child of six, what kind of games and stuff did you and your siblings make up and play when you were younger?
Well, a big thing in my family is the biggest insult would be among my siblings would be to call another sibling a different sibling.
Okay.
Yeah. So it would be like, okay, Pam. Okay, Mitch. Yeah, and then because and it obviously shifted, but like if someone was like problematic or if somebody was known as selfish, if someone did some selfish behavior, you would call them by that recently described selfish person. If you were kind of, you know, my oldest sister was kind of aloof. She was like the firstborn and was like, I can't believe I'm even in this family. So if anyone was aloof or the equivalent of snobby, it was like, okay, you're like Kathy. Do you know what I mean? But of course, my sister Kathy's nothing like that. But to kids, that's what it was.
It's a double insult. Yeah. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, it's a double insult.
Did your siblings ever try to mess with your baseball cards?
Oh, yeah. But it was one of those things where I think they were just not interested. It was something that I cared about that I don't think they really cared about. But that being said, being the youngest of six kids and the youngest of four boys, I did not feel safe. I didn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I, you know.
The mascot.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just, I used to do an impression of my dad, and that would kind of gain their favor. I'd be like, all right, I'm Mike Gaffigan. Jesus Christ. Ryan Sickler, how many podcasts can you have? Sickler doesn't sound Italian to me.
Yeah, it's not.
I have one from Martine over here. What's your relationship with Hot Pockets like today?
We're divorced.
Dude, that was my college food forever. Lean Pockets. I went with the lean. Save 10, 20 calories.
Someone's watching their figure. And for dessert, did you have a diet Twinkie? The Hot Pocket thing. It's interesting because obviously that was in my first special, but there was years that I would do it because it was a great kind of like encore bit, mm-hmm. or it just left the crowd really happy, or there people would be like, I want to hear the Hot Pocket bit, and it kept expanding. But I would say maybe 10 years since I've done it. So there is occasionally it's still pointed out, you know, like I did this show Full Circle where when we first meet my character, I'm eating a 7-Eleven burrito. And I said to the director, I was like, you know, I'm kind of known for the Hot Pocket. Do we really want me to be eating something that could look like a Hot Pocket? And he looked at me like, you're crazy. You know, no one cares. And I'm like, all right. But of course, then I read a review. It's like Jim Gaffigan opens a scene where he's eating a Hot Pocket. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, some of it is in my imagination and some of it is, but I think if I die right now, I would be less likely. I would still be known as the Hot Pocket guy, but it's less than it used to be.
I want to know one. What about for you as a, give me a dad fail, like where you're like, man, I dropped the ball on this one.
Oh, I think when iPads really started happening, I remember turning to my brother-in-law and I was like, these iPads, these apps are key. They're great because they're educational. So like I totally exposed my kids to screens.
Immediately?
Not realizing obviously it's so apparent how stupid it is, right? For everyone. But I was the guy like, these screens are great.
Jim Gaffigan's pro tablet over here.
Yeah. So worst dad in the world.
We're going to wrap it up right here. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks so much.
Again, one more time with your plugs, anything you'd like, please.
Check out the new Amazon special. It's called Dark Pale. I also have a bunch of specials on Netflix and a bunch on Amazon Prime. So,
and always on tour.
Always on tour. And always writing, right? Just trying to get people to like me.
You're the man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
As always, RyanSickler.com. Come see me on tour. We'll talk to y'all next week.